Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how to turn a really bad day around. I'm actually recording this on February 13th, Friday the 13th. And usually my Friday the 13th are really, really, really good days. Almost always, without fail. Not today. Today was a continuation of yesterday, which really wasn't a very good day at all. Yesterday I had an appointment to go to an office for a free consultation in a medical slash chiropractic office where I was told they may be interested in having me do some work there with their patients based on the stuff that I do. It'd be really nice for their surgical patients who have a lot of anxiety to not have to have anxiety, and for the surgeon to have a much easier time doing the work having a relaxed patient instead of a really tense patient. It makes a difference when they cut into the patient, trust me. And they also heal a lot better because of our suggestions. They need less anesthetic, and they just have a much better time all around. Win-win. Well, that guy who I talked to had spoken to the chiropractor guy, the executive director of that particular office. And he had told me several weeks ago to talk to his secretary and have her make an appointment between me and him. And she said he's all booked up till the end of the month and that she would get me in for a free consult so I could see what they could do and I would talk to her before or after the appointment. Fine. So I go in for the appointment and I'm given all this garbage to fill out and I don't have any health issues. I've had a whole lifetime of health issues and thank God I don't have any health issues. I'm a little overweight and I have hot flashes because of menopause. Big deal, you know? I can deal with that. No real issues at all to speak about. So it was almost a joke, but I got to see their facility and I talked to the chiropractor guy who came in to see me. Not the executive director, but a different guy. And I got to talk to the secretary beforehand and I told her it isn't about if we were going to have a meeting, it was that she was supposed to set up a meeting between me and this doctor. So I told her that I'd really like my meeting between me and this doctor because I had some things that I could share with him that might be helpful to his patients, which is why he came up with the idea of having me go in there. That wasn't my idea. I was just going to help the surgeon. It was his idea. They were thinking about bringing on a hypnotist. Well, she goes in and asks me, says, well, he wasn't really necessarily interested in having me, how they know my patients, we're doing well, blah, blah, blah. Well, I have news for them all. I have billions of testimonials. That's the best you're going to do for anybody in any healthcare, as far as I'm concerned. Nobody really knows how well another person does when they're doing healthcare. It was perhaps a blow off the point to blow me off. Maybe get me to come into the office to try out their things. Well, I'm not really into chiropractic. I don't take any supplements. I don't do any of that crap. I don't need to, I don't want to, and I don't. But I could help their patients with all emotional issues. All emotional issues. Because I don't have anyone there to help with all the emotional issues. They just have things for the physical issues. So, I asked her to please get me a date, as was asked by him, and promised to me to speak to the man. I gave her the packet of stuff that I had for him, and went through the consultation, which is a complete total waste of time. The chiropractor who did it didn't understand why they had me do it. He really didn't understand why I was there to have this appointment, because there's nothing they can help me with right now, really. And I thought they might try to sell me some supplements for the hot flashes, but even that didn't happen, interestingly enough. But if I'd like to come in every month to be checked out, even though there's nothing wrong with me, well, I can go ahead and do that, and, you know, my insurance will pay for it. Well, that's great, except my insurance really isn't in force for California yet. I have to wait till March 1st. So, I don't know, it was a total waste of time in some sense. Well, anyway, well, maybe not. I got more information. So then, we come to today, the 13th. Today on the 13th, I wake up. It was a beautiful day. Really. Sunshiny, warm, better than the 5 feet of snow they have out there in Boston. They have nowhere to put any more snow, and they're getting more from what my friends tell me out east. So I really can't complain about the weather. But I knew I had all these phone calls that I had to make today, and I didn't want to make any of them. And the first one was going to be for the credit card processor, because they're taking out so many fees, it's not even viable for me to have this, really. I also knew that I had to do my PCI annual certification done. It's some validation that you're keeping all the people's credit card information private, and that you don't have any issues with the machines, etc. Well, I want you to know, it took over an hour, and being switched between three different people, and none of them could help me with this problem. Thank God I finally was able to read one of the questions in totality. The question was looking for multiple answers if required. It said, all that apply. Check all that apply. I finally read it correctly. And I checked all that apply, went forward with this whole thing, and lo and behold, the thing worked. Got my little certificate saying that I'm done for this year. And then I got a call back from the guy regarding all the fees that were being taken out. Well, it so seems they want to sell me a $59 add-on thing for my iPhone so I can swipe cards. Well, I have PayPal to do that if I want to swipe cards, so I don't really care. Because my machine here, it's defunct. It doesn't work with the telephone systems that they have here in California for whatever reason. I don't know. The problem is, all I know is, well, actually, we were having problems with it over in Andover, too, out in Massachusetts. It just didn't really work right ever, I don't think, once I moved out of my house in Billerica. In any case, he's trying to sit there and tell me, well, the equipment works. And I'm like, it doesn't work. Because if it did work, you wouldn't have to sell me another apparatus for it to work. So therefore, I shouldn't have to be screwed because you needed to find a fix, meaning his company, because I have a 3-year contract with him that still has another year and a few months on it, and I need to be able to use this service somehow. I'm paying $18 a month to use it on top of any of the fees from Visa, MasterCard, and whomever for whatever, plus their little 20-cent in action and whatever else they charge you. They just find 50,000 ways to charge you, just like the phone companies do. Well, he was as nice as could be. He was sorry he couldn't help me, except to tell me what to do going forward. What am I going to do? So then, I decided I was going to make a new folder for the doctor for when I actually meet up with him. I gave one to his assistant, but I like to have stuff in hand when I go into meetings. Should she actually make a meeting on Wednesday, which I did put into my phone, so I will know to look it up to make sure that she follows through on that. Because I was told before she was going to make a meeting for me on a Wednesday or by Wednesday, and that never happened. Well, the next thing that I needed to do today was get my butt to a networking meeting. I've been doing so many network meetings. We see some of the same people. Every now and again, you get a new face. But I went to a meeting. I was about 15 minutes late because of dealing with credit card processing people. And they hadn't started anything, but what is going on? But this presentation by this person who works for an empowerment company for women called Damsel in Defense. And they just want people who, you know, women primarily, to have things on them so that they can either shock someone who's going to assault them, put a light on them, whatever. Find some way to deter them from being hurt by the person who would create this assault. Now, I want to make something like really clear here. I am a person who has traveled around the world several times at this point to different places. And there was one place where I went that was a bit scarier than a lot of other places. There was one place that I went that was a bit scarier than other places. And that was Nairobi, Kenya. But you see, the thing with Nairobi, Kenya, and the reason I went over there was because I had a family that I was going to be working with, and there were two sons. One was 19 and one was 17 at the time, or 18. And our father, all of them, over 6 feet tall and more than capable of helping me should I have any problem, or shall I say, keeping any trouble away. And trust me, I had one of them with me at all times. I went to Uganda, and I was with a group. And the group, you know, they were very well known and respected in the area. It wasn't a problem. There were like 24 of us, I think, plus the people who were helping the person who owned the NGO, non-governmental organization. I was fine. It wasn't an issue. And I went to Israel all by myself, and I traveled around there for 2.5 months. Never a problem. This is my issue. Pay attention to where you're at. Stay away from places that might be problematic. And walk around with attitude, and even at 5 feet, people are not going to bother you. Don't go looking for trouble. You won't find trouble. And yet, this whole talk, it just brought me down. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there, frankly. Well, not necessarily get the hell out of there, but to get the woman who was presenting. Just shut up. I just didn't want to hear this stuff. I didn't need it. I was having a bad enough day as well, already. However, I did find out about a couple other networking engagements that I could go to that were going to be really good. Oh, man, I forgot the whole point of that whole networking thing, too. I go into the building. Yes, I go into the building, and I ask not one, not two, three people about this group that's been meeting there every month for several months now, and three of them said they weren't there. I'm walking out, and one of the regular people in the group saw me, and he showed me where the meeting was. I don't know what it is. These people go there regularly, and they don't know that these people are meeting there? My God. Well, I left the meeting. I fought the traffic. Here in California, we have traffic at whatever hours. It doesn't really matter on certain roads. To go pick up my purple water bottle that I left in the social services office when I was doing a one-to-one meeting with someone who was interested in bringing me in to do some group work with some of her groups. She's a therapist. I walk in there to the front desk and ask for my purple water bottle. And I'm told it's not here. I'm like, what do you mean it's not there? I got a call this morning telling me that it's there by the person whose room I left it in. So he goes, and he takes the screen of the computer and looks behind it. Lo and behold, there's my water bottle. I just left there saying, you know, don't tell someone something's not there until you take a look first. And I walked out. I was just pissed. Then I had to fight the traffic back to my place. Luckily, I don't live too far from there. And that's when I decided I needed an attitude turnaround. And that's when I decided I was going to take care of the last call I had when I found, well, I had made the call, but then I found on my computer that she had written me that she just wanted me to confirm that I got an email. I confirmed it, and that's all that needed to happen for now. And that is all that's happening for now because I'm tired. Tired of dealing with people. Tired of dealing with people on the phone. Tired of dealing with people in person. Just tired of dealing with people. So then I decided, why don't I do something for Dawning Visions for a change? Like, why don't I actually make you guys a podcast and tell you how I turn this day around? It's very simple how I turn this day around. I decided to do something I wanted to do. And what I wanted to do was let you know that, first of all, I was able to turn around the thing at the doctor's office because I told the lovely woman, and she is a very nice woman, that I was asked to ask her to make an appointment between me and this doctor, the executive director, and I deserved to have that meeting. Hopefully by Wednesday, she will have a date for me to meet with him. Next, I went to the networking meeting, and I did find the group, and it was a very nice group. I wasn't too happy with the presenter's subject matter, but I did have a good time with a couple of people there, and again, I got some good networking opportunities going forward. And that's always a good thing. Free ones. Even better. Then, I did actually get my water bottle back. So that was all good stuff. And I didn't have to talk to the person regarding my book, because I really couldn't deal with it anyway. She had sent me the email, so that was fine. And even though I called, I left a voicemail for her, so I didn't have to talk to her. She's notoriously difficult to get a hold of anyway. And then I decided that I was just going to sit down and tell you people that even when things seem to be going really, really, really bad, it's really changing the perspective. What happened that was positive? What happened that was good? And I did get some really good stuff out of my occurrences today, even if it was bothersome to get there. And I even was able to get the information on my roadside service. It's going to die in May because that's when that contract is up. So I was able to get that information pretty easily, seeing as I was in the car when I made the call, so I had the VIN number right there in the car, so that was good. So I got that done too. So all in all, it did end up being a fairly productive day after all, and I'm getting this podcast done, which I really wanted to get done because, you know, I would need to have these done in advance so that should something come up, I always have some scheduled to go. And that feels really good too. And I think I might end up taking myself over to my health club and sitting in the jacuzzi for a little while. Or maybe I'll just stay home tonight. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that I had a very productive day. Regardless, it's 4:37 p.m. my time. So that's an early ending day for the most part. And I think I can go and relax now. And that's how you turn around your day. You go do something that you really want to do. Maybe I'll go out to the ocean, just hang out by the water. That usually calms me down pretty well. Anyway, I wish you all a really good day. And if you're having a really, really bad day, think about what you got out of it. Because if you got the result you're looking to get, or you just got that thing off your to-do list, hey, you had a productive day. You can be happy about that. Then go do something you want to do. Something fun, something entertaining. And I like doing these podcasts for you. So this is a fun, exciting thing to do. And have yourselves a really great weekend. That's what I have to say. Because today is Friday the 13th, although you guys are going to be listening to this 3 weeks from now. On a Monday. So you will have already had a weekend, so you can look forward to an even better weekend when the weekend comes up. And hopefully you had a good weekend as you're listening to this. Anyway. That is how you turn around really, really, really bad days. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.